Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. President Biden recently made the decision that the U.S. would completely cease operations in Afghanistan, with the expectation that the Taliban wouldn't be able to rapidly take control of the country. But as we've seen over the past week or so, the Taliban has restored its dominance, and now President Biden is facing criticism for his approach. In a column published over the weekend, Republic columnist Bob Robb had harsh words for Biden, but also for former President George W. Bush. Our co-host Steve Goldstein talked with the Republic's editorial page editor Phil Boas more about Rob's column.
So Bob is very critical of how Biden managed the exit from Afghanistan, that it was haphazard, that they didn't attend to the details, and so we have the disaster that is unfolding right now. However, what Bob did was Bob went on and went back into history a little bit and made the argument that essentially George W. Bush holds a good share of the blame for the Afghanistan policy that we eventually followed for 20 years, and that has to be remembered in all of this. And so he was pointing back to Bush, not at the beginning of not for the invasion of Afghanistan, and that had to happen. And I will just say as an aside, if George W. Bush hadn't invaded Afghanistan after 9/11, the American people would have fired him and found a president who would. We were going to Afghanistan. The American people would have made sure of that. So that wasn't Bush's mistake. And what Bush's mistake was in trying to follow sort of the neocon doctrine, what came to be called the Bush Doctrine, and that was to try to set up a democratic society in a land that really has no understanding or history of that kind of thing, and really wasn't ready for it, and it wasn't going to happen fast, and it meant a tremendous amount, hundreds of billions of dollars invested, lives lost for Americans in trying to make happen something that was probably impossible.
Well, of course, we had the phrase nation building that came into play. And also, Bob mentions this in his column, the Bush administration was highly criticized for going into Afghanistan and for, in essence, getting that job done in a way that, as you said, most Americans supported. But then going off track with Iraq and the WMDs, which it appears were never the case, and that almost distracted from the mission. So you had two different nations in which the U.S. had major influx of troops that were then trying to nation build. And as Bob said, that probably wasn't the best decision.
The big mistake that we made was that we forgot history. And, you know, the history has told us that Afghanistan is the place where empires go to die. And the British and the Russians, now the Americans, the Indians, the Arabs, even going back to Alexander the Great, you know, great armies have gone into Afghanistan to try and tame that land and have never been able to do it, and usually walk away with their tucked tails. And now that's the Americans repeating what has long been the history of that place. And the reason that happens is because the West does not understand Afghanistan at all. We have virtually no conception of the place, how the people think, how they're organized there, which is quite different. They don't have the kind of conception of a nation that we do. There are a bunch of warring tribes that developed over years of conquering hordes, basically, some of them staying there, and these historic hatreds have evolved, and there isn't this unifying sense of a nation in Afghanistan. And to come there and try to put this Western imprint over that that geography is just madness. And we repeated it, what other great nations had tried in the past.
And it's hard to do this in one Sunday column, but going back to Bush and Biden, Bob is critical of the way the Biden administration has carried out the exit. And as we said, also critical of George W. Bush, almost saying that if George W. Bush had given his military leaders, et cetera, a chance to finish up the job, let's say a little bit more quickly and not focus on the nation building, then Biden wouldn't have had to do this, and in Bob's opinion, mess this whole thing up. But it also is sort of a mini treatise on U.S. foreign policy generally, in the sense that post-Cold War, this is sort of how the country has handled things. Is there a different direction to be had here now that we're going to be out of Afghanistan?
You know, there are some calls now for us to have a light touch in Afghanistan, to keep a small force in the neighborhood that might be able to have some impact later on if, for instance, the Taliban, you know, begin massacring people or start executing women in soccer stadiums again and that kind of thing. But it's a difficult question. And I think something Americans need to understand right now is, yes, the Biden administration bungled this thing badly. And if you're a Republican, you should take no glee in that at all, because it is not good for our country. Our country is projecting weakness right now. And there's an old saying that weakness is provocative. And we have enemies around the world, and they have seen this, and they think we're in decline. And that's a dangerous place to be. That's a dangerous message to project, and it's not good for any American, left, right, no, I don't care what your politics are. And so we need to start thinking about, how do we settle all the internal strife that is happening in this country so that we can strengthen our nation again?
Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic. Phil, thank you as always. Take care.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Steve.